Yeah, so we left off with the problem. Taisa asked the kasha, how come in Agamara we have one mead? So it seems that Chayim Mishal Gavaya is one fell swoop. And on the other end, by Chala, we say Sechem, we have two miyutim, one for Isis Nochri and one for Isis Hektish. So what's the difference? So Taisus Hikshits the Rimi Orleans, and then Taisus later on at the end of the next Taisus says that we can answer that once we have two psukim by Chala, so Mimela, that's Megala, that whenever you need Lecha, whenever you need Lechem, so both Shel Nochrim and Shel Hektish are Nismait. So we were talking yesterday about the Shagas Ayin's Kasha. Shagas Ayin said, what's the comparison? By chametz, the din is that it has to be your chametz. If it's somebody else's chametz, you're not able. So it's not a ptur that Isis Nochri has a ptur, or Isis Ektish has a ptur. The mechayiv is that it's my chametz. And the din of lecha is that it has to be my chametz. So it's Hektish and Shel Nochri are equally not my chametz. But she'en came by Chala doesn't have to be my Isa, it could be somebody else's Isa, and it's just as much Chayiv in Chala. Isa's Nochri is a Ptur, and Isa's Hektish is a Ptur. So I need two Miutim because it's two different Ptur. That's the Kasha of the Shagazai. Yeah, so the Beis Meir, just going over from yesterday, so the Beis Meir says, maybe Tosis, apparently Tosis holds, like the Goin is Medayik in Rashi, that the Goyim's Medayik and Rashi, that you are over in somebody else's chametz. The Goyim's Medayik and in the Rashi is Kigoyim Shel Nochri. When it says Shel Ataroy Shel Achayim, Rashi is Kigoyim Shel Nochri. The Deik's not even so clear because maybe it means Kigoyim. Maybe Kigoyim means Kigoyim. It's just an example, a common example. Yeah, but still, the Goyim's Medayik, Kigoyim Shel Nochri, Rashi should have said it. Kigoyim Shel somebody else has to be Shel Nochri. So Kaponim, even though it's Lashon Gemara, the Gemara says Ein Li Ela Nochri Shekibashti, Nochri Shelo Kibashti Minayin. The Gemara talks about Nochri. So why does Gemara talk about Nochri? It's not only Nochri. It's except only by Nochri you have Kibashti and Lo Kibashti. So maybe it's in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Nochri because it wants to talk about Kibashti. By Yisrael, maybe you don't have such a concept. Well, that's also not so possible. The Fidim Iri that Kibashti means Chiri Lakita. You could have it by Yisrael too. So any idea? Akaponim. The Goyin holds that Rashi holds that it has to be that you're over on somebody else's chametz. So then it's good. By chametz also doesn't have to be my chametz. The chod just means that chametz shel Nochri has a heter and chametz shel Hektish has a heter. But there's no din, it has to be my chametz. So that's what the Beis Meir says. Apparently, that's what the Beis Meir says. Apparently, Tosfos holds that way as well. So we asked yesterday, it doesn't work in the Ran. Because the Ran, and Abdallah and Aleph, I'm asking Seichas is beferish, that neither the Maske nor the Seichas are ever Zelophi Shein, Shaloi, Zelophi Shein, Bishusai. So you see that the Ran holds, as do other Rishonim as well, I mean, David and other Rishonim over there in Abdallah, that you're not over in Chamash Shalachar. And yet, by us, he says exactly the same as the Rimi Orleans. The whole Taisus, the Rimi Orleans with the Teretz, it's all in the Chedush Iran, by us. So it's Hadrikushio Leduchta. So yesterday, started to say, as cholos dover, you know, before even, I started to say yesterday, as cholos dover, that maybe, even if you ran, that at haroya shel acherim, that you're not over on somebody else's chametz, that's not because the Maisa Avera is to own the chametz. The Maisa Avera is not to own the chametz, the Maisa Avera is to have chametz in my Rishus. And therefore, if I have somebody else's chametz in my Rishus, I'm doing the Maisa Avera. So why am I not over? Because it's in the chefts of the chametz. The chefts of the chametz that's also. But the chametz that's also is chametz shali, not chametz shel acher. B'doyim to chala. By chala, it's not a din that I have to own the chala for it to be chayiv in chala. That's obviously not true. It's a din in the chal itself. Some isos are chayiv in chala, and some isos are potter from chala. Isos shall nochri is potter. Isos shall Yisrael is chayiv. There's no din that I have to own the iso in order for it, in order for me have to take off chala. So since we're medame, the two things, the Ran is medame, the Rimer Lin is quoted by the Ran, is medame, the two limudim. So it makes more, it would seem to indicate that by chametz also, the din of alataroya shel acherim is not describing the maisa avera. That the maisa avera is owning chametz. The maisa avera is not to own chametz. The maisa avera is to have chametz in my rishus. And that actually goes very well with the Ran, who holds that if the chametz is not in my rishus, even if I own it, I'm not chayef. Zelafishene shalev, zelafishene rishusle. The seicher has the chametz in his, the masker has the chametz in his. The master owns the chametz, but he's not chayiv because it's not in his rishus. Part of the aveir is to have chametz in your rishus. So why does it have to be shaloi? Not because the ma'is aveir is owning the chametz, but because the particular, here we could use the word chefs and gavra, but here's a good example. Chefs and gavra is just not really making the, it's true, but it doesn't convey the full point. The point is it's not a definition of the ma'is aveir. The ma'is aveir, it's not that the ma'is aveir is the owning. The ma'aseh there is happening in my rishus. But there's some chametz I'm allowed to have in my rishus and some chametz I'm not allowed to have in my rishus. Which chametz am I allowed to have in my rishus? Shel acherim. Chametz shel acherim I'm allowed to have in my rishus. Chametz shel gavoya I'm allowed to have in my rishus. Chametz that's not shel acherim and that's not shel gavoya, I'm not allowed to have in my rishus. It's different kinds of chametz. So that's step one towards being the yash of the problem in the Ran. It doesn't solve the problem completely, because at the end of the day, we're still going further than we went by challah. By challah, we say it has to be chametz of a Jew. Here we're saying it has to be chametz shali. It's not enough that it's chametz of a Jew, it has to be my chametz. That's not analogous to challah. If we're learning it out from, you know, really you need tupsukim, but by chal we already have the tupsukim, it's a gilit over here. Fine, it's a gilit over here, but it's not a gilit, it's a gilit that nochri and nochri and gavoya are the same. But all Jews should still be the same. All chametz shel Yisrael should still be the same. And yet the Ran holds that it's not the same. So we haven't solved the problem. We just, maybe it's a first step. I want to point out an interesting thing, just that Slach points out. There's a gemara in Chavtes Amad Aleph. The Gemara is discussing, the Mishnah says over there, the Mishnah Chav Chesam and Aleph says, Chomet shel nochi she'over olav ha-pesach mutter b'hanoh, shel Yisrael osu b'hanoh, she'nemer le'yiro lecha se'or. So the Mishnah says that Chomet she'over ha-pesach is, if it belonged to a goy over Pesach, it's fine. But if it belonged to a Jew over Pesach, it's osu. Chomet, that's the din of Chomet she'over ha-pesach. The Gemara mavur, that is a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says that Chomet she'over ha-pesach has a pasuk. That chometz after Pesach is also b'achilu b'anah, and Rav Shimon doesn't have such a pasuk. So the Gemara asks, who's the Mishnah going like? If he's going like Rav Shimon, so chometz shalva Pesach should be mutter. He doesn't have a pasuk; it should be mutter. If it's going like Rav Yehuda, then chometz shalva Pesach should be also, even if it belonged to a guy over Pesach, because what's the difference? He has a pasuk that chometz, just like Pesach chometz. Now I eat chometz and Pesach, even if it belongs to a guy. So after Pesach, if there's a pasuk so it should be the same thing. So one answer is that it's going to Reb Shimon and it's a knas. That's the halacha that we hold like Reb Shimon. Chomer shel Pesach is mutter min ha-Torah, but there's a knas and they only katz it if it belonged to a Jew of a Pesach, not if it belonged to a guy. But the Gemara has another answer that the Mishnah is going like Reb Yehuda, and Chomer shel Pesach is a deraisa. If Chomer shel Pesach is a deraisa, so what does it matter if it belonged to a guy or if it belonged to a Jew? You're not allowed to eat chometz. Who cares who it belonged to? And chometz she'over olav Pesach, I mean, it has to be over olav Pesach. Even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a pasuk that chometz that was baked in Chanukah is also eaten in Chanukah. You know, we can't have sukkaniyot because they're chometz. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that chometz only offered on Pesach, but chometz that was around on Pesach becomes remains also forever. But who cares if it belonged to a Jew or a goy? As long as it was over olav Pesach. So the Gemara answers, and this is the Gemara at the top of Chav Tesem and Aleph, Amr, the third line, Amr of Achav Yankiv, Le'olam Rabbi Yehuda Yi. He has the limud, he learns out the Isra Achil of Chometz from the Isra Bayo Bay Matsi. Mas or Diriya Shokhaya Thereva Thereva Shokhaya Shal Gavaya. Just like by Bayo Bay Matsi, Goya Shokhamas you're allowed to have. So too, when it comes to achila, goyish chametz you're allowed to eat. Fracting more ubedinu, the boiler the mishnah afilu b'achila namishor. So the mishnah should have said even more. They can even eat the chametz. The mishnah only says you can be nener. Really, you can eat goyish. You can even eat goyish chametz. But I need it. I need a ton of the yisrael. Also, b'hanah ton nami the nochi mutter b'hanah. And the bedinu that the boy the misnei afilu b'toks mani mutter should even said it should even have said on Pesach itself that you're allowed to eat goyish chametz. But since or at least allowed to be nene from goyish chametz, but I did a ton of the yisrael achaz mani ton nami the nochi achaz mani. But the etzim din is that really goyish chametz is mutter not only b'hanah but b'achila, and it's mutter not only after Pesach but even on Pesach because we learn out so'or the achila from so'or. The simple meaning reading of the Gemara is that according to Rav Acher Vayakev, according to Rabbi Huda, you're allowed to eat goyish chametz on Pesach. And that's what Rashi says. But that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos says it can't be, because if you eat goyish chametz on Pesach, now it's yiddish chametz, because when you eat it, it becomes yours. So Tosfos says, he agrees to Rashi in principle. But Tosfos Lamaisa is not mishkachas. You can't eat goyish chametz and pesach because when by the time you finish eating it and chewing it up, and so you, there's no hashava you could do anymore. So now it's your chametz. So Tosfos says, yeah, but what it means is, but after pesach you could eat it because goyish chametz does not become chametz all over pesach, and on pesach itself you could be nene from it because it's goyish chametz doesn't become yours, so you could be nene from. But in principle, it's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos just in is there a case? Tosfos agrees to Rashi that in principle, according to Rav Yaakov's understanding of Yehuda, you could eat goyish chametz on Pesach. Just Rashi holds that that's true l'maisa, and Tosfos says, how could it be? It's not goyish chametz. If I'm eating it, it's my chametz. Yeah, so you have to be down. You have to know what's that machlekes about any of it. But Akoponim, as I say, that's what it says here in this Gemara. Says the Tzlach. If according to Rav Yaakov that we're comparing Sa'ar d'Rachilo to Sa'ar d'Ri'il. So Sa'ar d'Ri'iyah, Ba'yor Ba'yimotzei, not only you're allowed to have goyish chametz in your rishus, midiraisi you can have somebody else's chametz in your rishus. That's how the Tzlach initially assumes. Like the Haskamas HaPoskim, that the din of Shalat HaRoi Shalachayim means that the Rav in the Abdalad, he doesn't quote it, you know, Zed Lefi She'en HaShaloi, you're only over in your own chametz. So ask the Noid Behudo, he says, so then I should be allowed to eat somebody else's chametz on Pesach. Lefi Rashi, look, if you Tosik say no, it's not Mishkachos, if I eat it, it becomes mine. But I should be allowed to be nene from somebody else's chametz on Pesach. Or after Pesach, I should be allowed to eat chametz shel over Pesach if it belonged to somebody else. Because if you mak a sod achilu to sod deriyo, by the same logic, the same way you're allowed to eat goyish chametz after Pesach, because we have a hekesh to buy your obayim otzei. So you should be allowed to eat somebody else's chametz after Pesach. He's another Jew. Because we're makas sardiriyah, so we're makas sardiriyah. So the Tzlach says that lechayer this is a raya to the goyin. He doesn't bring the goyin; he didn't have the goyin. But the Tzlach says this is a raya that le'olam not like it says in Paiskim that achayim is only nochem, but you're over bal you're over yimotzei and another Jew's chametz. So that's a very fascinating thing. So what is the Ram going to do with this? Those who show him will hold that Achayim, that Ginar Eber and Yiddish Chametz, what are they going to do with this Gemara? In this Gemara, you see that the miut of Achayim is taken miut for Nochrim. I mean, we have to know what to do with this because Lamaisi Leran says that you're not over in Chomet Shein Shaloi. That's the Ran takes for granted. The Ran said, Dabdal, Zelefi Shein Shaloi, Zelefi Shein Abishusu. The Ran Taka says you're not over, you're only over in your own Chomet. You're not over in somebody else's Chomet. But the Chorin, this Gemara in Choftes is Mavur, that the Miyut of Achayim is for Nochrim. Chomet Shein Nochrim. By the way, I should add, maybe it's, how, what's the Sach's kasha? Maybe Nechanami, maybe Chametz over Pesach is only my own Chametz. Maybe somebody else's Chametz is, I'm allowed to eat after Pesach according to Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like a Shimon, it's a Knas, not a Yelah Halacha, but, so the Sach's, no, but that's not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Chametz Shal Yisrael versus Chametz Shal Nochi. The Mishnah should say bigger chiddush, but never mind Chametz Shal Nochi. The Mishnah should say Chametz over Pesach, but it didn't belong to me on Pesach, I'm allowed to eat it. That's not what it says in the Mishnah. It says only Chametz Shal Nochi. It says the Sach. So right, that the meat of a chayim, at the ratio of a chayim, is only chamish al nochi, not chamish al yisrael. At the end, the Sach has some teretz, he has some fulpul to get teretz, but b'pshutoi, chayim's a very big, chayim's mukhuk from this Gemara, that a chayim is takik b'pshutoi, a chayim means nochim. Like challah, like Arish Sechem, it's a meat for nochim, it's not a meat for all the Yisrael. Yeah, but what do we do with the Ran and Abdallah? So I was thinking maybe Lugoidul Akushya, Chaymer Akushya. Maybe you could say that the miut of Acherim doesn't mean Nochrim per se. Acherim means people who don't have the Isser by Rabbi Yemotze. That's Linyonenu. The definition of there's Gavaya, we know what Gavaya is. Gavaya is Gavaya. Gavaya is Hektish. So we have one pasuk for Hektish. But then we have another pasuk for Arisei Sechem. Another Arisei Sechem, the Remayr Acherim. Or B'loyiro Lecho, Atarei Shal Acherim. Who are Acherim? Who are Acherim? So pasuk says Acherim, a goyim or Acherim. So I want to suggest maybe Acherim, the definition of Acherim is not goyim. The definition of a cherim is people who aren't chayim by Yom Ha'imotze. That's what a cherim means. A cherim, there's a cherim of Gavoya, because Gavoya for sure doesn't have by Yom Ha'imotze, and Gavoya is altogether Gavoya. Gavoya, Me'al, Gavoya. But the cherim, the other meat, a cherim, a cherim, a cherim, a cherim means people who aren't over, who don't have by Yom Ha'imotze, or who don't have a chiv chal. So, Gventuch, that's goyim. Maybe the Ran held, and here we go a step further, by challah, that's for sure. By challah, that means goyim. That means Yisus Nochim. By Rabbi Motze, Acherim is not only goyim. Because since the Isser by Rabbi Motze is to have chametz in my Rishus, chametz, I'm allowed to have chametz in your Rishus, according to the Ran. Sheet of the Ran is that the chametz has to not only be, that the chametz has to be in my Rishus. If it's not a Myrish Shus, I'm not over. Some because it says Leimotzi b'vateichem, and it says b'gvulecha. So the Rav understands b'gvulecha. The Yisur b'ayor b'Leimotzi is in my Rishus. So in my yard, I'm not allowed to have chametz, but I'm allowed to have chametz in somebody else's yard. So now, if I'm being down in the Yisur b'ayor b'Leimotzi in my yard, who has an Yisur b'ayor b'Leimotzi in my yard? Only me. Chaim Yankel has no Isser by your Chaim Yankel in my yard doesn't have an Isser by your by Motzi. So in my clapping my Rishus, Chaim Yankel is an Acherim. Acherim means somebody doesn't have the Isser. Ataraya, you can't. Ataraya shel Acherim. Chometz that belongs to someone who doesn't have the Isser by your by Motzi is not the Chali Isser by your by Motzi. You're allowed. So of course, Nochim certainly includes Nochim. But I want to suggest in the Ran, it's not limited to Nochim. Anybody who doesn't have this Isser by Yor by Motzei is included in, is the same as a Nochri, the Inyan this Rishus. And since Shita Saran is that the Isser by Yor by Motzei is only in my own Rishus, so therefore, Legabe the Isser by Yor by Motzei, so another Jew is in a Cherem, because he doesn't have the Isser by Yor by Motzei. His Chometz, if it be in my Rishus, he's for sure not over. So if he's not over, then he's a Cherem. So then I'm not over either, because after a Yishol Cherem. So doesn't need another pasuk. It's not an extra limud besides nochri. It is nochri. That's acherim. Acherim means somebody doesn't have the chiyuv. By chalas, this distinction doesn't apply. Memele is good to gemara in chavtes. I'll come back to you. I'll come to you soon. Memele is good to gemara in chavtes. The gemara in chavtes saying we have just like there's a din about the roya shel acherim by, just like there's din about the roya shel acherim By Rabbi Motze, so there's a hekesh to achil, there's a din of atarei, ata'echel shel acherim. But who are acherim? People who don't have an isra achila. So that certainly includes, that's nochrim. Nochrim don't have an isra achila. But another Jew, I'm not allowed to eat your chametz. The isra achila, every Jew has an isra achila. So no Jew is an acherim legabe the isra achila. Legabe by Rabbi Motze, no, it changes the field of context. We're memayit acherim. Ben leinin by Rabbi Motze, ben leinin achila, ben leinin chala. But the definition of acherim is a person who doesn't have the iser. A person who doesn't have the iser, so I'm not usher in that chefse either. An isa or an chametz that belongs to somebody who doesn't have the iser, that chefse shel chametz is not usher to me either. But what kind of, who is included in that acherim will depend. By chala, it only means it's only nochrim. Because everybody except the Nochri has a tevel. Likewise by Achila, everybody except the Nochri has an Isra of Achila's Chametz. But when it comes to Vayor Vayimotze, who has the Isra to have Chametz in my Rishus? Only me. Other Jews are allowed to have Chametz in my Rishus. Just like I'm allowed to have Chametz in somebody else's Rishus. So when it comes to Vayor Vayimotze, everybody except me is an Acher. It's a din in the chametz itself. It's not a din that the ma'aseh aveira is to own chametz. That we left far behind. It's a din in the chefetz of the chametz. Which chametz is also, which chametz is mutter? Chametz shel acherim is also, chametz shel acherim is mutter. Chametz that's not shel acherim is mutter, is also. Chametz that's not shel acherim, ataroya shel acherim, chametz shel acherim is a chefetz shel heter. Chometz, it's not shel acherim, is what the Torah asks. But who gets included under the heading of acherim? Acherim means people who don't have the iser. I'm osur to this chefetz of chometz. I'm osur to eat this iso, if it's tovel. You know, I'm osur to whatever it is, whatever iser we're talking about. Iser achila, iser b'ayor, b'ayor matzei, iser achila's tevel. Whatever iser it is, it only applies to an iso or a chometz that belongs to somebody who also has this iser. Chometz that belongs to somebody who has the iser achilo, who has the iser of tevel, is a chefzer shel, is a chefzer shel chometz or a chefzer shel iser that is also to me. So again, when it comes to challah, if it belongs to another Jew, that other Jew has the same iser tevel that I do. If this iser is tevel, it's tevel to me, it's tevel to him. So that's not shel acherim. The same thing by Yisra chametz. That Jew has the same Yisra achilas chametz that I have. So if the chametz belongs to him, then it's not called chametz shel acherim. When it comes to Bal Yorba Yimotzei, every Jew has an Yisra to have chametz in his rishus, but there's no Yisra for me to have chametz in somebody else's rishus. So when it comes to having chametz in my rishus, who has the Yisra? I have the Yisra to have chametz in my rishus. So therefore, the Yisra only applies to chametz sheli. Because if it's chametz that belongs to somebody else, even if he's a Jew, but he doesn't have the iser to have chametz in this rishus. If he doesn't have the iser to have chametz in this rishus, then he's a acherim. And it's chametz shel acherim. And chametz shel acherim, I'm allowed to have in my rishus. Which Rebbeinu David?
The goal is to get rid of all your chametz.
That's a derabbanon. That's a derabbanon. That Rebbeinu David. Rebbeinu Tamei said, "Midrais is elof yishen v'slevi zenishin eni b'shusay." Midrabbanon they said you have to mivare any chem to shel yisrael. But midrais this is it's only chametz. It's not chametz shel acherim. That's what I'm saying. The definition of chametz shel acherim. It makes it that the two halves of the ram go together. There's two chidushim. Zelof yishen v'slevi zelof yishen eni b'shusay. Those are both chidushim. The chiddush. The goyim says that Rashi is chayla. I'm not allowed to have chametz. It doesn't matter if the chametz. I'm sorry. Zelif yishen shaloi v'zelif yishen b'shusay. Right. So the zelif yishen shaloi. That's the chiddush that we're talking about. Rashi in the goyim's reading is chayla on that chiddush. It doesn't matter if the chametz is mine. It could be another juice. It's also awesome. The Rashi is mechadish. No, only my chametz is awesome. The zelif yishen b'shusay is also a chiddush. That if I own chametz but it's sitting by you. I'm not over. That's the Ram's not the only one. The Ramban holds that way. The Magid Mishnah brings the Ramban holds that way. The Ram is mashmanat that way. If I have chametz sitting by a goy, the Ram says I'm over by your Olam Yisrael. So the Ran has two chidushim in that. And that one, that expression combines two chidushim. That it has to be shloim and it has to be bishusim. What I'm adding is that the two chidushim are connected. Because the Ran holds, because that's for sure, there's no special miut that the chametz has to belong to me. That's mukhuk and daf choftes. There's no special miut of lecho that it has to be my chametz. The Torah doesn't say it has to be my chametz. If lecho, it's like there's no special miut that says it has to belong to you. Because if there was such a miut, then it would apply to achila too, according to Rachab Yaakov, and by achila it's certainly not so. So you have to say, no, there's only one miut of achayim. There's a miut for gavoyim, there's a miut for achayim. The same as challah, the same as achila, is one miut for achayim. So where did the Ran get that it has to be my chametz? So that's what I'm saying. The Ran l'shitos, hayyos that the Ran holds that zelafishen b'shusoy, that I'm only also to chametz it's in my rishus. That means that you are allowed to keep your chametz in my rishus. If you're allowed to keep your chametz in my rishus, and you will not violate anything. If you have chametz in my rishus, you are for sure not over, because zelafishen b'shusoy. It's not in. You're allowed to have chametz in my rishus. If you are not over by having chametz in my rishus, then as far as I'm concerned, that's chametz shel achirim. It's chametz that belongs to somebody who doesn't have the iser. So mele I'm not over either, because that's the din about chametz shel achirim. Yeah. There's no chametz shel pesach for bayro by motzei. You mean for achila? No, the hekesh from achila to from re'ia to achila doesn't mean that you only have an isra achila on chametz which you were over bayro by motzei. Because then it would taka come out that if you have chametz that if you have chametz of another Jew sitting in your rishus, it won't be chametz shel olav pesach. That's the Mishnah doesn't say that. So as long as it's chomesh shel goyim, it's not chomesh shel pesach. The hekesh is just like there's a din lecho by re'ir, there's a din lecho by achila. Just like there's a din about atarayah shel achayim, that's really the lashon of the Gemara. The lashon of Rav Acha Mayankiv, he doesn't say you only have an isra achila for chomesh that you over by yom ha'imotzeah. That's not what he says. He says that the hekesh tells me. Yolif sar de achila misar de ri'ah. Masar de ri'ah. I don't know if it's a hekesh or a matzat or a binyanab. I don't know. Masar de ri'ah. Shel choya teroya val atoroya shel acherim v'shel gavaya. Asar de achila shel choya to eichel and ato eichel shel acherim v'shel gavaya. It's a separate din by achila than atoroya shel acherim. But who's called an acherim for achila? People who don't have the isra achila. All Jews have an isra achila. So Jews are not, no Jew is an acherim l'gabi the isra achila. The same way no Jew is an achayim legabi tevel, legabi challah. But when it comes to bayor bayimotzei, so every other Jew except for me is an achayim legabi the Yisr bayor bayimotzei. Because every other Jew is allowed to have chametz in my rishus. That's where you see it. You're allowed to have chametz in my rishus on Pesach, and you don't know you're not over. I mean, the Torah, it's mutter. You're allowed to take your chametz and put it into you don't have to sell it to goy. That would be, according to the Ran, if there would be no derabbanans, we wouldn't need any mechiras chametz. I would take all of my chametz and I would put it in your rishus. You'll take all your chametz and put it in my rishus. And shalom al yisrael, everybody's, we'll be fine. That's according to the Ran, that's true. Zelef yishen and mishusim.
Would you also have to pay?
What?
Yeah.
No, after Pesach, it won't be, it'll be also after Pesach. Yeah, because bayor bayimotzi, this yachil doesn't need bayor bayimotzi to trigger. You don't have to everybody over wants to trigger the Yisra Achil. Yisra Achil is a separate Yisra. Yeah, 100%. But I'm just bringing out that we have to internalize that you're allowed to have chametz in my rishus. That means that your chametz sitting in my rishus is a chametz that you're not over on. You are allowed to keep your chametz in my rishus. So I'm saying if that's the case, then clapping me, you're an achem. As far as Bayi Rabbi Matz is concerned, you're an achem. You're no different than a nochi. You don't have the Yisr Bayor Be'imotzi that I'm worried about. So Mel, I also that, so Mel is mutter to me too because that's the din of Atarayah Shel Achayim.
It sounds like almost the Gemara talks about Nochri.
Rashi knows the Gemara talks about Nochri because at least the Goyin reads, because it's not only Nochri. But according to the Ran, according to those who showed him that it doesn't have to be a Nochri, the Gemara talks about a Nochri because the Gemara wants to mechag from Kibashti and Lekibashti. So Kibashti and Lekibashti, those are categories that's only, probably, only by a Nochri.
The Gemara is explaining that we don't need Kashrut like first by Kibashti. It's explaining that we already have one. It's saying, I already know that what we just said.
We're going in Rava. Rava says, Enli Ella that you have a heter of acherim by a nochi shaloi kibashli, because it's not memaini kimimaincha. And another Jew is also not memaini kimimaincha. That goes without saying.
I mean, the Gemara said something that it wasn't teaching at that moment. So the same thing by other people who aren't high, other read it. So the same thing is not teaching that because it already knows it. So I need to state that as well. The Gemara said why, but it wasn't darshan anything from it. Yet it felt the need to say it by Shalom Yivasha. But here,
no, it says Acherim. Acherim means other people. Atreishal Acherim means other people. So the Gemara says, Ein li elo nochi shalei kibashti. Other people would be who are not. It could have said Ein li elo Yisrael Acher ben nochi shalei kibashti. Yeah, Nechami, that's kilu. But the main point is Puke nochi shalei kibashti. So it says an Eliel Nochi Shaloki Bashti, but a Nochi Shaki Bashti, it would be nice. Yeah, if we wanted to write it out in full, it would say Eliel Yisrael, Acher bin Nochi Shaloki Bashti. Because the Yisrael is always Shaloki Bashti. The main point is to get to the, is either, how do you know a Nochi Shaki Bashti? Anyway, you have to say, I mean, that's nothing with me. Lefi those who shine and behold, that we're Mimayit Shalacherim, that Miyat of Shalacherim includes other Jews. So you have to say Acherim is not only Nochi. So why did it say Nochi? You could say. I think somebody said that the Dibur Bahavid. Other Jews probably don't have any there. Dibur Kosev Bahavid. You know, usually it's Goyim who have Chametz. It's not Jews who have Chametz on Pesach. But I don't know if you even need it. Mar talks about Nochim because it wants to come out because it wants to address Kibashta.
And
I take chametz. It's in his rishus. Who owns it? Yeah, but now it's not. Now you put it to my rishus. He's not everybody on my matzi anymore. I mean, is that true? If he has chametz in his rishus, and he's matzi it from his rishus on Pesach. I'm not sure what happens if he gets potter from Bayer Alei Motzei. Maybe he goes from the Einim Shishon and Masai Kos and Kilo B'Shusay. What? Oh, that's only Dikat Rabbanon. According to the Ramban, according to the Ran, those who show him hold that he only heard about comments it's in Yerushus. So what happens if on Pesach itself you might see it from Yerushus? You put it out into the Rishus Rabbi. So do you get out of Bali Rabbi Matzah? I don't recall right now. I'm sure it's
Mufurish.
It's not
even over. According to the story, it's still Chametz.
I mean, maybe the Chami, maybe such a Chametz you would be over on. I think in the Manashach, if the Halach is, I'm not sure, just my Amarat is primal for some. If the Halach is that if he once Pesach was Chal, it doesn't help him to take it out of his Rishus, he's still over Bal Yerobei Matzei. So then if he puts it into my Rishus, I would say that's not called Shalachim. And then I'll be over Bal Yerobei Matzei. And if that's not true, and even on Pesach, he could take it out of his Rishus and he won't be over Bal Yerobei Matzei, then if he puts it into my Rishus, then it'll be called Shalachim. Yeah, I don't. This is a could be the way. But I think that's what it'll depend on. I, that itself, I'm not sure what's to do.
Yeah.
Who says?
The Ran on the Rif.
The Ran on the Rif says, he has that stream with the Ran in the Chidushim. How does that stem with the Ran?
Also,
that's already. I don't think that's a thing. By there it says that we say sechem, so it says shalachem. Here it says lechav. So. But he's not distinguishing lechem and lechav. If he was distinguishing lechem and lechav, then the kasha wouldn't start. No, I don't think so. Let me take a look at this. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Hard to steer to what he says in the Chiddushim. I mean, maybe it was Chayzer. But I don't know. Mechapesim. Certainly don't want to say that. I don't know. Hard to steer around. The Ran of Dallas is the Teresh that Zelafisha and Shalom, Zelafisha and Shus, you're only over on your own chametz. So what does he mean here? What does he mean here? The Hainu Nochem. It's even worse than Rashi. Rashi said Kigain Nochem. He says, the Hainu Nochem. Lay it down. Okay. So we start the next sugya. Dolim started the next sugya. Kabbalah Sechayis. By show of hands. How many guys started the next sugya? Okay, so then we'll stop here. Kabbalah Sechayis. What do you need to see? I'm not even sure yet what you should see. There's a choice in Shin Pei Vav Zayin. Maybe that's good to see. Okay, very good. You guys want to make a minion?